During the past week, I came across an article in a recent edition of America magazine, and it is going over some material that we've talked about at Mass during the last few days or last few weeks already about how the feast of Christmas is celebrated in certain sectors, how we as a community kind of need to strike out our own targets on how we will celebrate a feast that is often misinterpreted or ignored. And I want to read you just a couple elements here. They're talking about marketing, this editorial, and their complaint has to do something with what is described. The most irksome thing is the increasing number of stores that use imagery specific to Christmas to flog their wares while at the same time expunging any explicit mention of the religious holiday they have hijacked. Taking hold of it. It makes for some bizarre marketing. For example, Believe is once again Macy's holiday slogan. Believe. Believe in what? Jewelry? Appliances? Believe. You've seen it on the bags. Crew's online store, J. Crew, online store this year offers a very merry gift guide. Gift, merry. Merry what? The guide features evergreen trees, glass ornaments, and plenty of red and green outfits to entice. What holiday might they be referring to? If you click long enough, you'll find and get the answer. It's happy shopping. One way to get around all of this, however, is the approach taken by Loft, a division of Ann Taylor, the women's clothing store. Their 2010 motto is, create your own holiday. We're on our own. What I'm suggesting is not, it's just, first of all, wow, that's what's going on. I think secondly is to say, well, isn't it great? We don't have to create a holiday. He already made a holiday. And isn't it a gift? It is wonderful that we don't have to make it up. We have something we know, we believe in, and that it can be part of our experience. We're not marketing anything. We're not invested in a profit motive. And in today's reading, we see what we are involved with. We're involved with the Son of David. We're connected with a history of relationship of God to his Jewish people and now to us. And what is his name? Jesus, which is Savior, saving, that whole notion of why he came. And the last word that we have is he's to be called Emmanuel. That is, God with us. We're connected. He comes. He comes with a purpose to stay with us. So that's what I want to focus, is that amazing mystery that we see with these names that are given to Jesus, but we also see it in the performance of a Mary and a Joseph. They are also performers in this pageant of God's goodness. And it is Joseph and Mary who are the gatekeepers for the mystery, because Joseph says yes and figures it out, because Mary's willing to take a risk, the Savior comes. And that experience of Mary and of Joseph has a certain sequence that I'd like to point out to you, one that is repeated in our own lives. Both Joseph and Mary meet the mystery with confusion. How can this happen? I don't know man. I've not been married. Joseph, considering, let's get rid of this. Let's just distinguish this problem. She can go home. We won't get married. So there is confusion. There is disbelief. There is reluctance in the heart of these two very noble people. And then there is something that is like awe or mystery. In one case, a dream. In another case, an angel and a reply between Anne or... can't pick up her name. But there's this doubtfulness and then a turn of heart and a movement into the awe and the mystery of what's going on. And following that, there is an acceptance. I've been blessed, O you chosen mother of the Lord. Joseph figures out, I'll protect this mother. I'll protect this woman. I will take her as my wife. And then from that acceptance, there is response and there is action. A little profile. But this profile is not unfamiliar to us. And it just doesn't happen at Christmas. It is, I think, recognizable by all of us in a certain pattern, a coming, going, ebb and flow of Christian faith. That is, a certain confusion. Something comes up in our life. A challenge, an opportunity, a sadness. Confusion, disbelief, an unwillingness to take it on. And then, by some stroke of God's presence, a change of heart, a realization that life has its limitations, that struggle is part of existence, that growth can go forward even in hard times. And then there is a certain acceptance and entering into the mystery of unfinished business. Action, response, forward. That circle of experience that is the experience of Mary, experience of Joseph, is part of the blessing, the knowledge, and the mystery of this feast that we have not made up. It is not of our creation. And yet, it plays a repeated part that demands our own free will, our own creative spirit, the excitement of change, and also of change up in our life patterns. So this feast doesn't hang here all alone. It's a marvelous feast. It's a feast of mystery. It is a feast of giving to us an explanation and meaning of life, its gift and its future, and the willingness of God to be Emmanuel with us on the way, Jesus, Savior, and connected with his people over the centuries and in our lives as well. May the name of the Lord be praised.